friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you, and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
We've taken a deep dive for the last year into the many names of God and the characteristics they reveal about Him. We hope this series has been a fountain of information for you. Let's swim on over to the fountain of living water. Mequatchameum translates to fountain of living water in English. It's a Hebrew phrase used to describe a source of life-giving water, namely our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll talk about Jesus, the fountain of living water, on this episode of The Spirit Calls.
With power and passion, I will serve you.
Magar Che Mayhem, Fountain of Living Water. Jesus is a source, and it can be found in no other. The only one who can fill our souls is Jesus, for He's the only one who can satisfy us. When we're in a dry land spiritually, He's the only one who can fulfill that need. Just like the woman at the well looks for it in others, Jesus fulfilled her need by giving her life-living water. Worldly things just satisfy temporarily, but I've found that Jesus satisfies permanently. For Jesus offers this to you, my friend. Give Him a try. You won't regret it in the end. Just call on Jesus and believe in Him. Receive thy salvation that leads to life in heaven. Get drenched in His fountain of life-giving water daily, reading His word and praying and being still at His feet. Don't just get your feet wet. Dive in deep. Get into the Spirit, high into the heavenlies. Yes, spend time with him every single day. Listen to his voice and let him pour in his peace and joy and strength. Crank up the praise music and let his water wash over you, for this is the way you overcome and get through. As you persevere with this every single day, he will guide you and help you every step of the way. Magar Shay Mayhem, Fountain of Living Water. Jesus is the source, and it can be found in no other.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon, it mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sent me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to
thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. So to praise, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter.
John 4, verses 10 through 14. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence, then, hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. Bubbling over. Have you ever been in a hot place and been absolutely parched and dry, longing for a drink to quench the thirst? Oh, you can have soda, juice, all kinds of other things, but nothing quite refreshes and satisfies like a cool glass of or bottle of water. Psalm 42 verses 1 and 2 says, As the hart or the deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Just as your natural thirst can only really be satisfied by water, your spirit can only be satisfied by the fountain of living water, which is me. I don't wish to keep you in a dry and barren land spiritually. I have life-giving water that can only be found as you seek me in prayer and study my word. A fountain of cool, refreshing, joy-filled living water. You'll never thirst again. You'll never be the same. And you will lack for nothing that I have for you. Call out to me for salvation by asking me, Jesus, to come into your heart and save your soul. If you already did that and you have drifted, come on back. I'm waiting with arms outstretched. I am the true fountain of living water, Jesus.
Eagles' wings.
Hi, this is Mike Biazin of The Spirit Calls. Are you in need of a healing or a miracle from God? Are you like the man who said to Jesus, "I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief"? I have written a 31-day devotional that takes you through many of the healings and miracles of the Bible. Together, we'll go back in time and witness these events firsthand through the lens of God's Word. What did these people have in common who were healed? What lessons can you and I take away from these encounters? I encourage you to go online today and get your copy of Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing or Miracles, thespiritcalls.org. Hi friends, you're listening to The Spirit Calls. This is Mike Biazin. You're here with me, Lori, and Charlene, and we are talking about the fountain of living water, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, first question is, when you hear the words, the fountain of living water, what do you think of first?
Well, I see a beautiful fountain in a lake. And I love fountains. They're beautiful, and they never run dry. They're always coming up with more and more water. And that's the way it is with Jesus. He never runs dry. There's no end to him. And also the water part makes me think of depth, being deep, and still waters run deep. And the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God, and God and Jesus are one."
Good one.
So I think of all those things, and of course I think of the part in the Bible where the woman at the well, you know, is drawing water, and he says, you know, "If you find me and this living water, you will never thirst again." And I think of all those people out there who need to drown in a bottle of alcohol or some kind of, they call them spirits even, alcohol. And the true spirit, or the one that you won't have to be thirsty for alcohol again, is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit can give you that feeling once you really, really surrender it.
You go halfway right into your waist, and all of a sudden you immerse yourself right in the ocean. It's like, whoop, totally immerse yourself. It's like, wow, he's just going to change you completely. Sister, when you were mentioning about, you know, booze, alcohol, back when I was a teenager, I got lured into that, you know, alcohol and smoking pot and all that junk. And of course, you get drunk or high. When you get drunk with the Holy Spirit, you don't have a hangover.
Amen.
You just get high in the sky and you feel so good. You hear from the heavenly. He speaks to you. It's awesome.
You want to tell the world. Amen.
Yes, you want to tell the world about Jesus.
You know, I do think about the ocean. Sometimes if it's in the hot summer, I like to float on my back and ride the waves. Many times I've gone and done that, and I thought about, you know, the hotness of the day out there away from the ocean. It can be like the world in which we live. Sometimes things can get heated up, but, you know, we're recording this back in middle of June of 2025, and things are starting to heat up around the world with Israel and Iran and all these different things, and you know, and things can be heating up with us personally and so forth. You need to get into that cool, refreshing water that just there's just nothing like it. Not everybody is into floating on the ocean. I mean, there is you know, undertows to think about and so forth, but the analogy is true. The refreshing, cool water, going into the lake is even better.
As a creeping wave comes along.
Yeah. Exactly. We went to the Watchuk Lake here earlier this month, and it was just fantastic. It was a refreshing time. So the next question is, how did you receive that living water that Jesus spoke of?
When I was into witchcraft and all that junk, I remember I was singing that song to Jesus. By me, Lord. I used to say, I was 14 years old singing that to Jesus. I remember. And all of a sudden, in his love and mercy, he just takes me by the hand and he brings me back on the path and he just soaked me in his living water. That's how I got emerged. And I really got into my Bible then because I was so excited about Jesus. And I started reading the Bible, praying, and spending time with God. You know, that's what happened. And he'll do that to you too, folks, you know. If you've never tasted Jesus, tasted the way Jesus is, get a taste of Jesus. You'll never go, you'll never be the same, as the song says.
Hey, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
I guess I received it when I finally really realized someday I was going to die. And I wanted that living water to fill me up and just give me that everlasting life. And I wouldn't need to seek solace in other places that I probably shouldn't. And it fills you right up till your cup runneth over, because everlasting life is like even beyond what we can comprehend. It never ends. And it's life. And then, of course, once I realized all this, really realized it was real, and I got into the Word and Christian music and et cetera, and this radio program, it became more and more fulfilling. And, you know, I realized that I don't need a drink to have fun.
Amen.
I haven't for a very long time. And there was a time in my life I thought, how can I have fun without having a drink, you know? So it just shows you that Jesus can fill all those parts up in you that nothing else can.
Amen. And you know, I was initially saved as a teenager. You know, I was going to the Baptist church in Shapley, and you know, we all have moments where we can tend to drift and follow from afar off and do different things, and then we come back. I wrote about this in my devotional, Pressing In, 31 Days to Your Healing and Miracle. There's a chapter in there called Jump On In, the Water's Fine. It talks about the very first tent revival that I went to in Wells. I had been playing with a country music group. God was dealing with me, telling me this is not what he wants me doing, and I stayed in it for a little while. And because I didn't want to let the leader down and so forth. And I went to this revival, and the presence of God was so strong. They were talking about pools of Bethesda, you know, the story of the pool with the man that was paralyzed 38 years. And they had this idea that if you got into the pool and the water was troubled, you'd get a healing. Well, he was crippled and couldn't get to the pool, but one encounter with Jesus, and he was healed instantly. And, you know, when I went to that, then I realized, I need to be where the presence of God is. I don't want to be playing in this country music group. This is not what God has for me. I need to really rededicate my heart and life to the Lord. And I met my current pastor shortly thereafter. And the journey of following the Lord has been amazing. And sometimes he has to get your attention and get you back into the living water, give you a refreshing and refilling. And that's what he did back there.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.